Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn with Sechas Meister Sheni Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosu B'Shalom Mizalman V'Zgasa Marosiyat V'Chayetz Chalatzim. They should be benched with Asachat Slach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Cult of Selah, and B'Schos Estobas Rachel. She should be zecher to find her Zivik Hagon Bekar of Mamish. Now Mishnah Beis Reb Shimon had differentiated between Karshinim and Tilton of Truma versus Meister Sheni. Mishnah Gimel discussed the differences in Tilton, and now Mishnah Dalad we're going to be discussing Karshinim. So what are Karshinim? It's a bean-like plant which is usually used for animal food. However, B'Shas Adchak in a really tough situation, people can eat it as well. So the Mishnah tells us, Karshine Meiser Sheni Yeachlo Tzimchaynim. If we have Karshine Meiser Sheni, they have to be eaten as young plants. As we had with Tilton, only the young plant is edible by humans. If he waits too long, it's going to become hard. It's only going to be good for animal food, and he can't give Meiser Sheni to animals. However, there is a slight kula with Karshine Meiser Sheni, V'nechnasim L'Yushalayim V'yotzim. They are allowed to be brought into Yushalayim and brought out of Yushalayim. With all Meiser Sheni food, once it's brought into Yushalayim, it's not allowed to be brought out. Karshinim of Meiser Sheni are allowed to be brought out of Yushalayim for whatever purpose necessary, if they need to be ground or they need to be processed in some way. That is a kula that we have with Karshino Meiser Sheni. Nitmu, let's say they became tame. Reb Tarfon says, Yischalkul Isois, it has to be broken up into dough. We can't just be pide like regular Meiser Sheni, which becomes tame. It has to be broken up into pieces smaller than a beitza. That cannot impart its toma into the dough. It's placed into the dough, baked, and then he can eat it. V'chamber, when the chum say, Yipadu, they could just be redeemed like regular Meiser Sheni. However, Shal Truma, the Mishnah says, when we're dealing with Karshinim of Truma, Beshami says, Sharon Vishafin Betahara, when the person soaks them or rubs them on his body, he has to be in a state of tahara. Umachilin betoma. However, he could feed them to his animal, even though his hands are tame. Ubeisil, Aymer Beisil says, Sharon betahara. When it's soaked, it has to be done in a state of tahara. Veshafin umachilin betoma. But when he rubs it on his body or he feeds it to his animal, he can be tame. Continue to talk about these karshinim of truma. Shame Aymer. Shame says, Yeachlu tsarid. That when it's fed to the animal, it has to be dry, even though he had soaked it, so it already had gotten wet. When he's feeding it to his animal, it has to be dry. It can't be apparent to other people that it was mokshar lekabel toma. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, he says, Komasein betoma. Anything done with these karshinim of truma can be done in a state of toma. Rabbi Kiva is very makel with these karshinim of truma, but here we complete these three mishnayos, Beis, Gimel, and Dalid, discussing the differences between tilton and karshinim of truma and meiser sheni. Now moving on to mishnah with another topic, mois chulin umois meiser sheni shenispazru. Money of chulin and money of meiser sheni that got all scattered on the table. He had two piles, a pile of meiser sheni money, a pile of chulin money, and someone accidentally knocked it off the table. It got all scattered all over the place. He doesn't know which one is meiser sheni and which one is chulin. So mashal liket, whatever he gathers, which means if he picks up the coins one by one, liket Meiser Sheni Achiyashlim. So we consider every coin that he picks up first as Meiser Sheni until he completes the entire amount of Meiser Sheni that he had. Let's say he had 100 coins of Meiser Sheni, so the first 100 coins he picks up are treated as Meiser Sheni, Vashar Chulin, and the rest is considered Chulin. Now there's an important point over here. When he picks up this coin, it might not be Meiser Sheni, it might actually be Chulin. So what he has to do is pick it up and say, if this is Meiser Sheni, good. If it's not Meiser Sheni and it's Chulin, so then whichever one is Meiser Sheni should be Mechulal, its Kedusha should be transferred onto this coin. Now this is all if he was picking them up one by one. However, in Balal V'Chafan, if they all were gathered together in one pile and he grabbed a handful in one shot, so if he cheshbin, everything has to do with the cheshbin. Let's say half of them were chulin, half of them were Meiser Sheni, so he just takes the amount of coins he has in his hand and he splits them, half to chulin, half to Meiser Sheni. And the mission concludes, Zaklal, this is the rule, Hamaslachtim, if they're gathered one by one, L'Meiser Sheni. So in the beginning, the first coins he picks up are treated as Meiser Sheni until he's reached his total amount. V'Hanivlalim, however, if they're all gathered in a pile together, L'Fi Cheshbin, it's based off of the cheshbin of how many chulin and meiser sheni coins he had. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with a similar halacha tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.